douchebag now.
Okay.
A Home Depot Florida douchebag.
Oh, another Florida one. What a shock.
Yeah, so this guy's not a Karen. He's, I don't know, what do we call him? Douchebag.
Okay.
So this douche...
What do you call a male Karen?
Douchebag. That's the only thing I can think of. This is a non-mask guy.
Okay.
This one actually pisses me off. So all of them really piss me off, but this one takes it to another level.
I don't need manager. Okay. You're going to come and approach me.
There you go.
And you're going to tell me.
Right here, there you go.
I'm allowed in the store because I have an exemption, but you're going to let me walk around.
He has an exemption.
Okay.
He doesn't have to wear a mask.
No mask, right. And just not serve me. So I can super spread everything, but you just won't sell me things?
No. Say it.
He said, you can walk around all you want. We're not going to sell you anything. That's what tips him off.
Okay.
I'm saying yes.
So I'm going to walk around here for 3.5 hours, but I'm not going to buy nothing.
Okay. 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 You can recover all you want, bro. You can recover all you want. Go ahead.
But you're not going to sell me nothing, right?
Look, dude, I make $8 an hour.
You're not going to sell me?
Okay. Yeah. I'm not putting my life on the line.
Because you probably have a gun. I mean, the way this guy is dressed, he probably has a gun.
I am not from this department.
This is Florida.
What did I do wrong?
I don't even work in this department.
What did
I
do
that part.
That's his thing.
I work in this department.
Sir.
Do you know that I work for the Port Authority in New York and New Jersey, right?
He works for the Port Authority.
Oh, I like that. This was going on in New York?
No, this happened in Florida.
Oh, in Florida?
Yeah, but he works for the Port Authority.
Port Authority.
Yeah.
The Port Authority.
Do you know what a HIPAA law is? I know. I don't know why you're infringing on my constitutional rights when I work for the government.
No,
I work for the government.
And
this lady says she's calling the cops. Did I do something against the law?
I don't know what just happened. I'm just stepping in because it looks like something's happening.
Okay, excuse me, sir.
I know what's going on. I usually work in lingerie.
So now the manager, she's 22 years old. She's walking up saying,
come on over, sir. I'll pull you out of
here. Come over here. Let's get out of the way of people.
Tell her what's the problem, sir. Tell her.
Okay, so he has an exemption with him.
Sir, I'd like to put the camera away.
No, I have my constitutional right.
I offer to
In that case, go ahead and do your shopping. But because it is our policy,
yes.
You just will not receive any customer service.
But I just want to show you the stupidity. I'm going to walk around here for 3 hours in super spread, and I'm not going to buy nothing. That's how stupid you are.
I'm going to walk around for 3 hours. I'm going to super spread.
Right.
That's how stupid you are.
That sounds like an OnlyFans page.
Say hello to Home Depot.
Super spreader.
To Home Depot. This.
Welcome to America. My kids are multimillionaires. They'll never work like these people. They don't know how. I asked them.
My kids are multimillionaires. They'll never work like these people do.
Where a part is for the door, and the
so
guy was like, "I got
a sending asshole as well."
A mask.
Is that understandable though?
No, he's a multimillionaire, but he's in Home Depot buying a part to fix a door.
No, it's not understandable.
Right.
It's not understandable because you know what? The only reason you have a job is because I risked my life.
Sir?
I risked my life.
He's not a public.
What? What's he even talking about?
And he
risks his life at the Port Authority in New York, and somehow that has something to do with her in Florida.
Where's the science?
Literally
everywhere, not in your brain, sir.
So that
everywhere
one,
except your brain is where the science is.
So that one really made me mad today. And the other one that made me, it didn't make me mad, but it should make you mad. And I wanted to bring it
Mr. Man, I'll say it.
On National Woman's Day.
Okay. Is this the Bath and Body Works one?
No. This is a preacher yesterday.
No. It's a big, fat, ugly preacher.
And I want you to know a need that a man has that he won't ever tell you about. But since I'm the preacher man, I'll say it.
Big, fat, ugly.
Your man needs an attractive wife.
Mm-hmm.
Right. That big, fat, ugly guy thinks he deserves an attractive wife.
I shouldn't say that. Your man needs an attractive wife.
Right.
Hockey player said, he said, I married a trophy wife, but now she looks like the Stanley Cup. You see what I'm talking about? That's what I'm talking about.
Oh, that's hilarious. Oh, he is just.
That's what I'm talking about. And ladies,
this is a stand-up routine.
This is,
he's on the wrong stage.
This is when I find this and I send it to myself so I can play it for you. And I just kind of just wind
appreciate
you up. And I sit back and watch it. This is like when you wind up the toy and you let the toy go.
No, but it doesn't piss me off because this is an angry man because he's ugly and he's fat and no woman has ever been, no attractive woman has ever been interested in him. So this is his way of getting them back, of posting like a video of himself saying something derogatory. It's almost like, you can't fire me, I quit.
Why are you risking your life in the time of COVID to go to church to listen to this guy?
To listen to some angry guy who never got laid.
He takes you to the Christmas party at the office. My friend may have married a trophy wife, but compared to mine, she doesn't even qualify.
Stanley Cup!
Oh. That's what
I was waiting for, that
you want
joke again.
Your man to say
it about killed
you
the first time.
You should be the most beautiful woman in the room. Amen, ladies.
He's like four people. They're like, yes.
So, okay. Here's how way too many women are.
Mm-hmm.
I got him now. The chase is over. Hey, that's where you're wrong. The chase ain't never over.
Do you have any paper, pencil, you can take notes?
And by
no,
God,
I was actually Googling, this is a pair of shoes that I wanted to see if they were on sale yet. I heard they were going to be on sale starting Monday, and I just realized today is Monday. So I just want to see if they're on sale yet.
I'm not saying every woman can be the epic trophy wife of all time, like Melania Trump. I'm not saying that at all. Not most women can't be trophy wives, but you know, like her, maybe you're...
I mean, even that. Call her Melania. First of all, her name is Melania, not Melania.
Trophy. I don't know, but all I can say is not everybody looks like that. Amen. Not everybody looks like that. But you don't need to look like a butch either.
Hey, I would stand there and I'd be like, I want all men to look like Tom Cruise. Why do you look like that? Why do you have a big fat belly? How come you don't look like Tom Cruise?
You look like Peter Griffin.
You need to know.
Why do you look like Peter Griffin?
Men have a need for
women. Lois Griffin's pretty hot.
Well, Peter Griffin, he got married to a hot chick.
To look like women.
And you know what? She keeps herself looking hot.
He should just be honest and be like, listen, I got a boner from Melania Trump. That's really what I'm saying here.
Hey, sweatpants don't cut it all the time, huh? Wear flip-flops
and he's like, my hair actually looks better than Trump. I think I have a chance.
Yeah, Mr. Walmart, that ain't gonna work. Ain't nothing attractive about that.
He does know that Melania posed naked, right?
And when men want their wives to look good.
And he still has the photo of her up in church.
At home. And
you know who he looks like? Oh, my God. He looks like It's Pat. Remember It's Pat from SNL?
If It's Pat and Peter Griffin had a baby.
Can I get an amen?